Disclaimer, unfortunately due to Pamela and Skype recording incorrectly, this episode of CFL Easy Picks will be mostly carp-centric heavy. At this time, please give us a chance to listen. Hopefully all our technical issues will be resolved next week.
This is a League of A's and BC's. It's green and red and gold and black and blue. This is a league with two official languages and many unofficial languages. It's East versus West, wheat versus iron, love versus hate. This is a league where superstars are extraordinary and ordinary at the same time. It's a league of ice, of fog, of mud and wind. And for one Sunday in November, it's the nation's glue. This is a league as diverse as a country. A league of Jacksons and Kwongs, Johnsons, Moscas, O'Shea's, and Haji Razulis. This is his league. His league. Her league. Their league and their league. It's my league. And it's your league. This is our league.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Picks. We're going into week 16. As mentioned previously, we've already had the technical issue jargon. What happened this week is we got together and we recorded. So, according to the TSN Power Rankings, first place is the Stampeders, followed by the BC Lions. Winnipeg Blue Bombers in third, Ottawa Redblacks in fourth, Edmonton Eskimos in fifth. Alouettes jump up from last place to sixth due to a significant win. Tiger Cats from 6th down to 7th, Argonauts 8th place, and the Saskatchewan Roughriders are in 9th right now. Standings in association with StableWars.com. Myself in 1st place with 39 points, followed 2-way tie for 2nd, Mattson and Heavyset with 37 points. 4th place we have DeMayer with 36 points. 5th place we have Mr. Old School tied with the Mop Jockey with 35 points. Tied for 7th we have GM Bike and AA Andy Anderson with 29 points. 9th place we have Cochise with 28. 10th place we have Kanye West with 24. Dark Spirit in 11th with 21. And in last place, Legend Killer 003 with 13. Legend Killer, if you're listening, start making picks again. Maybe things can turn around. Games on the ballot this week. We have the 3-10 Saskatchewan Rough Riders visiting the 6-6-1 Ottawa Redblacks. The Redblacks are favored by 6.5. Myself, Old School, and Heavy Set all selected the Redblacks. Saturday's game, we have the 9-4 BC Lions versus the 8-6 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Bombers are favored by 1.5. All three of us selected the Lions. The next Thanksgiving Monday, we have the Edmonton Eskimos at 7-7 visiting the 4-9 Montreal Alouettes. This is, like I said, Thanksgiving Monday in Canada. Edmonton was favored by 3.5. Heavy Set and myself selected the Alouettes, and Mr. Old School selected the Eskimos. And to end Monday, we have the 12-1-1 Calgary Stampeders visiting the 5-9 Toronto Argonauts. Calgary is a heavy favorite by 8.5 points. We all selected the Stampeders. To go on from here, AA Andy Anderson wanted to know, are there franchise tags in the CFL? There is not. Our basic franchise tags are selecting potential U.S. players to come down and play in the CFL. AA also wanted to know, who's the highest paid player in the CFL? Right now, it's Ricky Ray of the Toronto Argonauts. He's paid about $400,000 a year from what the public has been told. And he wanted to know, in our opinion, who should be the highest paid player. I mentioned Bo Levi Mitchell. He is making Calgary look unstoppable this season. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Heavy Set Trivia. So Heavy Set's record coming into week 16 is 22-19. This week, all questions are Thanksgiving-based game questions. Simple enough, since it's Thanksgiving. Question one, what year did the CFL begin its Thanksgiving games? 1958, 59, or 1960?
59.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
1958 was the first year. Question two, which Ontario-based team has the most Thanksgiving Day appearances? Toronto, Ottawa, or Hamilton?
Toronto.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
It's Hamilton with 32 appearances since 1958. Question three, true or false? Despite Canadian Thanksgiving being a legal holiday in the United States, Columbus Day, while the CFL had American teams, they never played on the Thanksgiving Day Classic.
False.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
They never played on Columbus Day or Thanksgiving. 0-3 this week. Back to 500.
Wow, dude. Not cool.
Still, we got four.
It's because the questions were about the unimportant Thanksgiving.
It's cool. Hey, we slaughtered many natives way before you
guys.
That
was my joke, and it would have been used by me if my fucking Pamela worked correctly. Stole my
but
joke.
But it didn't, so it's mine now.
Not
and
cool,
you said
dude.
Indians, which is politically incorrect.
Not
you should have said natives.
Cool.
You're the one. It's your fault.
Not cool.
And I guess that'll do it for us here this week. Unfortunately, this episode will probably be a clusterfuck due to recording issues. We'll figure it out, and you'll hear everything else in the end. Heavyset, where can we find you outside of NFL Easy Picks and Rasslecast?
Not many other places. You can find me at Heavyset330. The Anything Goes if we ever decide to get another show up. And also, Hanging with Heavy. That's Hanging with no G. I need to start working on another episode for that ASAP.
I thought it was back. You kind of got me all worked up, man.
Which one?
Heavy.
I had an interview or someone I wanted to sit down with right before football season started, and our schedules didn't line up the first few weeks. And then, like, after football season started, it's kind of gone by the wayside.
Okay.
And as for you, Mr. Old School?
You can find me on Twitter at TheMountie.
All right. As for myself, at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter for personal stuff, at CFL Easy Picks if you want to play the home game, or CFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. Also, StableWars.com is where you can play the game since we do it in association with them. Always looking for new members. Finally, at All Beer Inside, an episode was recorded. It should be out in the next 2 weeks. I'm a little busy working now. And
so there's a delay when you actually work. Oh, heaven
well, it
forbid,
was a busy weekend. It was a busy weekend last weekend with a birthday and Saturday night.
Oh, yes, things to do.
I look forward to hearing the episode in February.
Yeah, it'll still be out way before.
Your pumpkin beers in February.
Any new Old School at the Movie Talking Head that was supposed to happen,
December,
it'll be out well
it's
before
happening.
That.
It's happening so, December.
So we're gonna record the year end, and I figure by 2018 you'll hear the next Old School at the Movie.
Get ready for it.
Exactly. And have a happy Canadian best ever Thanksgiving.
Bullshit.
Smartest, you eat M&M's, and you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams, hey, you got Bruce Springsteen, but we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves, but we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here. We got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great white north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls in a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger army down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor, all kidding aside. It takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker. We say A, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger army down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. Yeah, we got stronger beer. Whoa, we got stronger beer.
Yeah, we do, baby.
Hey, how's it going, eh? Here's 10 things that are American, that are unique to America. I lived here, I've written about this before, but it's important we get this down on video, eh? And I lived here for about 15 years, and I'll tell you what, the longer I live here, the more different I realize Americans are from anybody else, especially Canada. And I had a lot of sort of misnomers, is that the word, about the place? Like, I heard it was super racist, especially in the South. And I heard there are a bunch of evangelical nuts and the White House is run by these Christian loonies. They use the word batshit crazy a lot. I fucking hate that word. But then I come down here and I'm like at the 7-Eleven in Charleston and there's some white lady talking to an old black dude about the parking lot. And there's some gay guy buying a Slurpee who's like their cousin. And I go, I thought you guys hated each other. And I realized what the media tells us about America isn't even close to true. Everyone seems to be doing all right down here, eh? So here's 10 things that you ought to know about this land, especially if you're from the North. Number one, they don't think soakers are a big deal. They don't even have a word for soaker. Now, where we're from, up in Canada, stepping through an ice puddle and getting that freezing cold water in your boot, it's the worst feeling in the universe. And it's so bad that when you finally get a warm sock on an hour later, oh my God, that feels like heaven. And if you're American, you don't know what I'm talking about. You know when you're in the pool and you have a wet bathing suit and then you put on underwear from the dryer on your cold buns and it just feels like heaven? That's what it feels like to end a day of a soaker. But you guys don't even talk about soakers. I don't get it. Number two, eh? They suck at roasting marshmallows. If you're with Americans around a campfire, it just bursts into flames. And they go, oh, well, and they take the carbon off and then just have the slightly wet goo underneath. It's kind of warm. They don't know any of the art of browning or any of that stuff. And then half the time, right, they'll take off the marshmallow and put it with a chocolate bar and a cracker. They call it a s'more and they'll just have like a marshmallow sandwich. I don't get it, man. They're upset. And all their portions are insane. That's number three. The portions are nuts. If you're having dinner in America, split it with someone. You'll order nachos. You can't possibly finish them. They're the size of a football, eh? You can just, so you either split it with someone or you just, here, waiter, throw that in the garbage. An entire serving. I ate as much as I could. I'm going to die here. I ate half a football. Number four. I think 2/3 of Americans don't have a passport. They haven't really been anywhere. And that doesn't bother me per se. But it's kind of annoying when they come back from somewhere, they talk about it like you haven't been there. Like say they go to Iceland and they're in the hot springs, they'll sit there and tell you, oh yeah, there's a bunch of different hot springs there and they're really big and people are swimming around floating with like steam coming off their heads and you go, yeah, I know, I was there. My ticket cost me like $450. Who do you think you are, Christopher Columbus? This is number five. They fucking hate French people. Oh my God, eh? I was at a restaurant with my buddy, French dude, right? A French Canadian. We're down there. We're at a French restaurant. We're talking to a French waiter. Why not speak French? Why not cut out the middleman? So he's like, hey, salut, là. Hey, qu'est-ce qu'on va faire pour le déjeuner or whatever. I forgot most of my French. I guess that's breakfast, right? And we got these glares. It was like we were yelling the N-word at the top of our lungs. I go, dude, keep it on the DL here. They hate the frogs. You can't, if you say croissant, they look at you like that's the worst word. That you have to say croissant. You have to pronounce it wrong, which is weird coming from Canada where we see the French as kind of lower class. I mean, they're called Pepsis because they couldn't afford Coca-Cola. I had to call it Coca-Cola there. You would have thought I meant cocaine. The other thing, here's number six. They think English people, like people from England, are super smart. All of them. That's why if you're watching like an infomercial, the guy will be like, hey, what are you doing then? Yeah, we got this broom and it's this amazing broom. And you're like, that guy's a soccer hooligan. He might stab you. But Americans see it and they're like, oh, that guy is from Oxbridge and he took some time off being a professor to sell me this broom. I gotta buy it. I don't think they get that there's British trash. Number seven, they know every actor's name, every single one. Like you'll be watching National Lampoon's Vacation. Oh, and when you say that, they go, which one of the series? And they have them all memorized. You'll go like, what's that wife's name? And they'll go, oh, that's Beverly D'Angelo. She was a cartoonist with Hanna-Barbera. And then she started singing for Ronnie Hawkins. And you're like, how the fuck do you know that? How did you fill up so much of your brain with IMDb? Who cares who the actors are? They do that when they're done a movie too. They sit for the credits. They're like, the caterer was this guy and this guy did the lighting. And you're sort of sitting there going, can I leave? I don't care. They were just acting. And that brings me to number eight. They love The Godfather, man. They've seen that movie like 80 times. They have all the lines memorized. They know all the cast. They'll just bust into some of the dialogue and you're like, what are you guys, Italians now? What are you talking about? And then they look at you like you're insane, like you're a pussy or something. How come you don't have that movie memorized? They'll watch it like every single Thanksgiving or something, eh? And they'll watch the same movie again and again. I don't get that. Like, they've seen Die Hard. I don't know any American that's seen Die Hard less than five times. And you go, wait, the dude who hasn't shot his gun since he killed a kid jumps out and shoots the guy who's going to shoot Bruce Willis, and then Bruce Willis and his wife are saved, eh? You know the ending. Yippee-ki-yay, eh? Number nine, this one drives me nuts. They say, uh-huh, instead of you're welcome. So someone will do you a solid and you go, you know what? I'm going to man up here and thank that dude for helping me out because that's the right thing to do. So you'll go, hey, thanks for setting up that thing. I really appreciate it. And they'll, without even looking at you, they'll go, uh-huh. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I take it back. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Uh-huh. You mean like you knew I was going to say thanks? It's like you're saying, yeah, fucking right. Thank me. You better. So it makes you want to take back your apology. Say you're welcome, not uh-huh, damn straight. That's like, hey, thanks very much for helping me out. Yep, damn straight, thanks. It's infuriating. All right, here's the last one. This is my favorite one about Americans. They're all patriotic. Every single one of them, especially about their hometown, about their home state. You can have a liberal talking about how Christians ruin this country and it's hell, and then you'll go, yeah, it sucks. And they'll go, what? Where are you from? They get all pissy. Same with right-wingers who think that liberals ruin the country and it's going down the drain. You go, yeah, I agree. It stinks. They go, what's your problem? Then they get all mad. Like they will have, like women will have a little gold pendant that's the shape of their state. Wisconsin for life. They'll have a tattoo that says Wisconsin. I like that. I think that's the best thing about them. I hope they never lose that, eh? Fucking USA, eh? USA, eh? USA, eh?